This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Many only know Baton Rouge as the state capital or the home of LSU, but the world is seeing a different Baton Rouge since the Alton Sterling shooting.
Baton Rouge is a classic tale of two cities.
Southern University political science professor Albert Samuels says race is the major thing creating that duality.
Racism is there. We just don't want to talk about it and talk about it openly.
It's easier to talk economics, but Samuels says the economics are driven by race.
North Baton Rouge was at one time majority white, and like many places around the country, has experienced white flight and business flight over the last several decades. And South Baton Rouge is prosperous, it is growing. This race thing is this issue that is always very close to the surface in Baton Rouge.
State Senator Bodie White, now a candidate for Baton Rouge mayor, led a failed 2013 legislative effort to give South Baton Rouge its own separate school district. He claimed it was to help parents free up the money they had to spend sending their children to private schools.
I can't put any money in my 401k. I can't put any money in their higher education fund. I can't upsize my house. You take $30,000 out of my budget cash every year, it's crippling us.
Samuel says the two cities' viewpoint is what is truly crippling.
We could just have a much more inclusive vision. Baton Rouge has a lot going for it, but this is the one thing I believe that holds us back from being a truly great city.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.